It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tom reckons he's a good swimmer.
For my 11-year-old, he does that as a warm-up.
The other fancies himself as a DJ. But what they can do is ask questions.
How much have you spent on your pet?
$30,000 on our cat.
How's the cat now?
Dead.
He's dead. Yeah. All right. Well, worth it.
It's been described as juvenile talkback.
What date did you forget, Steve?
Me and my wife got married in April last year. Her birthday's on the 17th of April. I forgot both.
Oh, my God.
So sit back, but don't relax. This is Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, well done. You've made it through your Thursday. It's nearly Friday, which means the end of the week is a near. It's a near.
It is a nutter far away, Tom.
It is a nutter far away, yeah.
Pretty close. Yeah, good times. Love a Thursday night show. But I've actually had a pretty dull day.
Yeah, have you?
Because I've been doing some, well, I've been doing some amateur detective work.
Okay.
That's what I'm calling it. Amateur detective or spying work. Which I'll share with you soon.
Okay, good.
I think it's a thing that people do at times, and I want to hear your stories. But we'll save that for a little while, because first up, why are your eyes so red and blotchy, and why do you look so pale?
Mate, I feel like this has happened to my head. A bit of glass over my head.
Mate,
nah,
the yes vote yesterday, you partied hard. Well done. I did.
I love the nightlife. I love to boogie. I know
anymore.
I won't play it because you've told me off playing it too much.
Well, me and Bell, our producer, both agreed you thrashed it yesterday.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm not going to play that
Get
song.
Get a new song.
I won't play it. I just won't.
You boogied too hard last night, it seems.
I was on the disco. Oh, yeah. But it was really strange, Ollie. I had about 3 pints because we did finish the show a bit later, and I went home. And I did a big old vom. And I'm really confused about why.
Because I was with you and I left and it was a fairly tame night. It wasn't going off. I drove and you had, what, 3 pints, you reckon, and you vomited.
Yep. So I want to know on 133353, did the vomit...
Can you not handle your drinks?
No.
Are you a bit of a poon, you can't handle your drinks?
No, did the vomit catch you off guard? Did the vomit catch you off guard? Because I had to stay up all night. Like, I had to stay up for a few hours. I had to put The War on Drugs on, a brilliant album that we love.
Our favourite band.
Yeah,
The War on Drugs.
Band. And it was just completely caught me off guard.
Really?
And today I'm all over it. I literally spent the whole day in bed.
Yeah, I can tell. So, surprise vomits.
Yeah.
Or caught off guard by vomit.
133353. When did it happen? Did it just sneak up on you?
When did it happen?
Oh, it's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Divinals, I touch myself. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Oh, that took a lot of energy. I'm so sorry.
Oh, mate.
Oh, God. Big night. Oh,
hashtag yes.
No, oh, tell me about
yes
it.
To partying, it seems.
Oh, 100%.
How do you celebrate? By having 4 vomits. Was that what I heard you said? 4 vomits?
Yeah, 4 vomits last night. I had 3 pints of beer and then got home at like 2:30. So that were 3 pints over 3 hours and I just did vomit.
It's embarrassing. Are you embarrassed?
I am.
Yeah.
I've burst like little capillaries in my eyes as well because I was so, I just really wanted to get it, whatever it was out of me.
You told us that. I didn't know it was a thing where you burst capillaries.
Yeah, you can like, you know, the blood vessels in your eyes, you can kind of.
Right. My favorite thing was you came into work and you said, my drink got spiked.
Yeah.
It's like, no, mate.
I reckon it did.
You just can't handle your drinks.
Mate, I'm a sexy young thing.
No, it got spiked.
I'm a sexy young thing and people want a piece of this. And so they're going to spike my drink. By the way, drink spiking, very serious.
It was like you, me, and like 3 of our friends. Who's going to spike your drink?
The weird older dude that kept harassing us.
Oh, that guy. You reckon he'd spike your drink?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you missed out there.
Nah, shouldn't laugh about that. Pretty serious stuff. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Hey, boys. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. We're asking, did the vomit catch you off guard?
It did. I was on a camping trip for Easter long weekend, and we're all around the campfire, and one of the guys thought it'd be a really good idea to bring out the $15 bottle of vodka.
Oh, what?
Oh,
yeah, it didn't even have a brand. It just said vodka on it.
Oh, no.
I didn't know.
You could purchase
putrid.
It for that. Oh, no.
I don't think it's legal, actually. I don't even know where he got it from.
I reckon it is. No. Like, taxes should cost more than that.
But, we all hit a shot, and I'm pretty good at doing shots. Like, I can shot vodka till the cows come home, but... this time my body just goes, nope, that's not vodka, that is degreaser, and then just, like, I didn't even taste it or smell it, because I had a bad cold, and it just came straight back up, straight into the campfire.
How
onto the campfire.
Fire kept going. Fire burnt up even more because it was probably just straight ethanol.
It didn't smell great. It smelled like cheap vodka and chicken curry. So. Oh. But we're lucky it didn't explode and kill us all, frankly.
Isn't the body amazing? It just knows that that stuff you put in your stomach is not on. It's not good
for you. Yeah, I didn't even taste it, didn't even smell it, and it just went, nope.
Get out.
Get out. Go away. Jeremy, have you had the same thing? Vomit has caught you off guard?
Yeah, I definitely have. I was down at Albury with Donga and I was working down
our
there.
Our old little neck of the woods where we got fired from.
Yeah, indeed. Well, there was drought down there at the time. And basically, I went and had a drink from the tap because it was like 400 degrees outside. And then about half hour later, I started throwing up and I've got an iron gut. So, yeah, it was really, really off
guard. Local water, it's just no good up there, is it?
it was shocking.
From the weir? You're probably drinking from the
weir. Was it bore water?
Mate, I'm not sure. I just went to someone's house and just drank out of their tap outside. And
Drink spiked. Must be a handsome guy, Jeremy.
Yeah. If someone's trying to... I can't think.
You need to have a vom right now, Tom.
Yeah.
Go and have a cheeky vom now. Off you go.
All right. Hang on.
Good sound.
Such a gross.
Alex on 133353, what was the vomit catching you off guard? What moment was it?
It wasn't actually me. It was my old man about 25 years ago up in a small airplane.
Oh, no. Okay, so it was a while ago, but it was obviously a strong memory. He was in a he flying the plane?
No, he was a passenger in the plane, ended up having to throw up into his jacket and being the smart man, tried throwing it out the window.
Oh, what?
And it ended up being a vacuum and coming straight back in.
He tried to throw a jacket covered in vom out the window.
Correct.
Your dad, hey?
Yeah, my dad.
Your dad. Like father, like son.
133353. Jump on that phone and tell us when the vomit caught you off guard. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Amateur detective work up soon with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. That one is The Middle, Jimmy Eat World. I think I ate something weird last night because I've been having a little, like four little voms last night.
New band could be called Tommy Eats Souvlaki, couldn't it?
Mate.
Was that happening last
Tommy
night?
Tommy gets Uber Eats.
You get Souvlaki's most nights out.
Oh,
come on.
That is 100% true. They're good though.
You get a mix or you get lamb or chicken?
I'm a lamb guy. I'm a lamb. No onion, no garlic sauce, plus hummus, plus cheese, plus chips sometimes.
Oh, wow. Well, that's why you're vomiting.
Well, I didn't actually have a Suva last night. Okay. I went home. I had a Tim Tam and a little caramel digestive. And then all of a sudden, it was a wild night.
Did someone just lock this guy down? He's such a catch. He's going and having Tim Tams and digestives. What is more romantic?
And then ended up just staying up till like 3:30 in the morning, just vomiting. It caught me off guard completely, which is why we're asking it on 133353. Our phones are always open. Hey,
depressing. So hey, Sean on 133353, thank you for saving us from Tom's just dribble. Where was the vomit?
It was at the front of work. As always, in front of everyone.
As always.
My boss gave me an iced coffee out of the fridge, and he looked at the date and said, yep, no worries, that's all good.
Oh, no.
Couple of days on that. turns out it was a couple of days and a month out of date, and it came so quickly up, it was not funny.
So you drank the whole thing? Couldn't you taste it?
Nah, literally got I just wanted that iced coffee so bad. Just took a big chug, and it came straight back up.
Explain the consistency of the milk for us, Sean.
Oh, it was lumpy to say the least.
I hate lumps in milk. It's the worst.
It's so gross.
Never again, Sean.
No. I have been rarely seen with an iced coffee since.
Yeah.
And that's rare for a tradie. You know, they need him.
Yeah. How do we know he's a tradie?
Oh, you assume.
of course you assume.
There's a sound, isn't there?
Hey, Mark.
How are you?
Worse for wear, but did the vomit catch you off guard?
Yeah, mate. We were going back, 30 years ago.
Jeez.
We were at a backyard party. You know, and we had a live band and
come
to the early hours of the morning and mate of mine had his, you know, leaning against the fence, head on his forearm, vomiting. So three of us wise guys thought, yeah, we'll go and give him some grief. We went up to him. He turned around. He had chunks of vomit hanging from his beard. And we were against the fence joining him.
Oh, because it was so gross.
It was so gross.
Because it was so, it was just dripping off him in chunks. And so the four of us were at the back.
Yeah.
Vomiting, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry if you're on your way to dinner or something tonight.
It's not even dark yet.
No, it's...
Hey, have you got time for one more quick one?
Yeah, go for it. Why not?
Quickie.
All right. Well, I was driving with a few mates and we were driving... This is 1987. We were driving through King's Cross.
Timestamp.
And the boys... they all had been drinking the Green Death, you know, the Stone's Green Ginger Wine.
Oh, no. Like absinthe.
Oh, I'll tell you what, if you don't like ginger and don't like wine, don't drink it.
Oh, it's the ginger wine stuff. Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And my mate's going, I'm going to be sick. I said, well, stick your head out the window. So I stopped, he opened the door, he vomited on a probationary constable's shoe.
Oh!
And at the same time, the big sergeant was there, and he laughed, and he said, just dry, fellas.
Just drive.
Get away.
Floor it.
Get out of here.
Should have said, cop that.
Yeah. Oh, good. I like that, Ollie. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good, mate. You've called us on 133353. Did the vomit catch you off guard?
Yeah, it did. I was living at home about 5 years ago, like lazy Sunday morning in bed. And my dog pokes his head through the door. I'm like, oh, he's like coming for a cuddle, coming for a bit of nice time, jumps up on the bed. Opens his mouth all over my pillow, all down my dinner.
Oh.
He did not come in for a nice time.
Just delivered a vomit to you.
Yeah. And the worst part was I went and told my mum and she goes, oh, we're going to clean it up then.
Oh, it's your dog, Ashley.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you didn't like rub his face in it or anything. Isn't that what you do to teach
Do you kiss your dog, Ashley, like other people do?
Oh. Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, your dog,
you're kissing vomit.
Oh.
You kissed vomit, Ashley. Dog vomit.
Gross, Ashley. You're gross.
God. How do you expect to meet someone and settle down if you're kissing dog's vomit? You know? You got to wonder.
133353. Did the vomit catch you off guard? Tom and Ollie. Triple M. Paint It Black, the Rolling Stones. If you haven't seen that reimagined version of that song on Westworld, that HBO series, it's worth checking out. It's a sick-ass series. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Mate, no one's got HBO now.
Yeah, but people have Foxtel.
Okay, it's on that.
Yeah, Westworld.
All right.
It's really, really, really cool. Season two is out next year, which is I'm looking forward to. It's just a great TV show.
You love your TV.
I do.
Yeah. After a big vom, go to bed, watch TV.
Oh.
What a great way to spend your Thursday, hearing about vomit stories.
I know.
What
are we doing heading into the weekend? Yeah. Just starting the weekend off with vomit stories.
Normally like a post 9 o'clock thing for us, but no, today we've gone, let's start the show with vomit. So let's just get it done, get them out of the way. I'm 133353. Phil, you've got a Bali story.
Yeah, mate, just drank too much one night. Got into bed early. Not my normal side of the bed. As you lay down, head spins, sat up and threw up on the wrong side of the bed. And it just happened to be the side she was sleeping on.
Oh, your partner? Or?
Yep.
On her?
On her.
I mean, the best part of this story is what happens now, surely.
Yeah, well, she slapped me for a bit and got out of bed and then we changed, just threw the sheets on the floor.
Slapped you for a bit is a great line. Yeah, she slapped me for a bit.
And a Bali vom can catch you off guard at any moment. You haven't been to Kuta or Legian or Seminyak, have you, Ollie?
No, you've been 18 times with your family because that's what you guys do. I haven't been there. What's it? Voms are just having a glass of water?
Well, it's hit and miss. If you go to, you know, one restaurant that has washed their salad with tap water, boom, all of a sudden you're going to be going both ends
or,
and it can catch you way off guard.
Wodonga Aubrey water as well. Also, if you use that water, you can also vomit.
That's what we've heard. Hey, Elise.
Hi.
Did the vomit catch you off guard?
It did. I was driving home on the freeway and I was really hungover and I had to do a vom and I didn't have time to put the window down and it just went all over the door and back into my face.
Oh, it's so annoying, Elise. You just can't clean that, can you?
And yeah, it was like dripping out of my mouth.
Oh my God.
Did someone see you? Do you reckon?
Someone definitely saw me.
Yeah.
So what? It's just like smeared, like it's just gone down the window.
It's gone down like the little, like where you put your drink, the cup holder on the side door and everything. It was like down my chair. It was everywhere.
Oh, God.
Did you get that professionally cleaned?
No, I got my mum to clean it when I got home.
Your mum?
Who is your mum, Elise?
I was too hungover. I had to go straight to bed.
Oh, mate. Nah, I would be like, no, I am not cleaning up that vomit. You'll be doing that yourself. Thank you very much.
Don't ask why, but the same spot in my car and where those drink bottles go down the bottom on the door is just full of Vaseline. Like spilt Vaseline.
All right,
I said, don't ask why.
We won't. We always love to have a call from this guy. Good evening, Marjay.
Hey, guys. Welcome. I've got a vomit story to beat all vomit stories, as you might be aware.
Right. Well, you talk the talk, but you walk the walk.
No, seriously, this is hardcore. As you might know, I worked in a similar business to your good self.
Yeah, yes.
In radio. 10 years ago, I was doing a Saturday morning shift, scheduled to be on air at 7 o'clock. The night before, I drink to myself a whole bottle of Johnny Walker Green Label.
Oh, those are the days.
Wow.
Go home.
God, you were getting paid well for radio back in those days.
Go to sleep. I'm vomiting in my sleep, right? Oh. Like it was very Jim Morrison type.
Yeah, okay.
Wake up the next morning, scheduled to be on air at 7 o'clock. On air, 7:30, I collapse and vomit all over the quick record editor. Totally ruined. Station goes into emergency tape. You know, you got an emergency tape.
Yeah, you play an actual tape or a CD, yeah.
Well, yeah, and I collapse. I'm collapsed all over the panel. There's vomit.
Yeah. Oh, God. That'll be Tom in a few minutes.
Engineering break in and wake me up. After that, I was given 2 weeks. Holiday to decide if I really wanted to be a broadcaster. It was gold radio.
Oh, it's good radio. Give us a call if you can help me out right now. I'm dying. What was your number back then, Marjay, the phone number?
I'm not telling you that.
Oh, okay.
Was it 1-3-5-3, maybe?
I'm not telling you the number.
See you, Marjay.
Bye.
Thanks, mate. You walked the walk.
Pleasure to have him on the show, as always.
Oh, it's so good.
Welcome to the program. And to everyone, welcome to the program.
Ollie's been an amateur detective. We'll find out why up next. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom and Ollie, they've got questions. We understand if you do too.
What the hell is that?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
We are almost done with vomit. We are almost done with vomit, guys. We're going to get to amateur detective work. But Kim, quickly, you've got a pretty cracking vomit story where you were caught off guard.
Yeah, we went and stayed at Coogee Moodlow Island in Queensland for a girlfriend's 40th. Nice. And it had an outdoor, like, Queenslander room. We're all out there drinking, having fun.
Was it a girls' weekend?
Just a girls' weekend.
Woo! Fun.
And one of our friends had a little bit too much to drink and did the right thing, threw up in a bucket. I was outside, back in. She threw the bucket out the door to get rid of the vomit, and it got me right in the face.
Oh,
God.
Oh, man. Lovely way to end the weekend.
Oh, please don't tell me it was a red wine vomit as well.
Thankfully, it's blacked out in my memory what the vomit consisted of.
Oh, God.
If that was me, I'd vomit myself.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'd go back up again.
Thanks,
you know.
Well, get involved here if you can.
That's it with vomit.
We're done with vomit.
No more vomit.
Detective work, sleuthing work, spying work, any of this stuff, any of this espionage, subterfuge kind of stuff.
Wow.
But in an amateur sense, I mean, obviously we're not pros here. If you're listening, you're probably not a spy. You're probably an amateur. Have you had a crack at it? Recently, I had to do a job, actually it was today, where I had to go, I guess, undercover on the phone and make up some white lies to work out some information to benefit my family. Now, is that intriguing or what?
I'm sticking around in the car for that one,
Ollie. Yeah, I bet you are, Tom. So, look, get involved. 1-3-3-5-3. Have you done anything of the sort? Any amateur detective or spying work?
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Last Kiss, Pearl Jam. What's up? Tom and Ollie on Triple M. What's up? What's up? Remember that?
Yeah.
Throwback to the 90s. What's up?
That's a worry, isn't it? When you find yourself saying what's up on the radio.
What's up?
Yeah, I never want to be there.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
That's fun, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
What's up?
What's up?
Okay, shut it down.
Hey, a new one coming up for you soon. What are you done with? What are you done with?
What are you
very
done with?
Very soon. Ooh.
God, speaking of being silly, that'll get silly.
Oh, yeah.
But detective work, amateur detective work, have you done any? I was, my grandma is getting of the age where she needs to move into a retirement village, right?
I'm so sorry.
Or like a not retirement, an aged care place. So more than just retirement.
Assisted living.
And my uncle's organising it, and he was concerned that perhaps she was getting a bit of a bad deal, getting it taken for a ride by this place because she's old. So, they might say, you know, here's the deal. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
And he was concerned it'd be a bad deal. He said to me, can you do some undercover spy work, detective work? Can you call up? Can you call up the same number as me a week after I do, so it's not sus, and just ask about a fictitious grandpa or father of yours who's at the same age and ask some questions about costing. So today I called up.
Wow.
I had to have a backstory about his name, my dad's name, where he lived.
What kind of assisted living he needs.
Yeah, so that was the hardest part.
Yeah,
so,
that's difficult.
I mean, I can say his name. That's not hard. I can make up a name. I can do that.
Yeah.
I can say he lives in this area.
What was his name?
Tony.
Oh, yeah.
My girlfriend's dad's name, which is awesome. Basically, that was all fine. The hard part was when she goes, so what kind of care does he need?
Well, he can't. He can't go to the toilet by himself.
He shits himself every day. No, I didn't say that, obviously. I kind of just left it pretty broad. Like, oh, you know.
And so how did the detective work go, though?
Well, excellent.
Yeah, so did you find out?
I got the figures I needed. I got the figures of the costings.
Yeah.
And my uncle goes, excellent. That confers with my data.
And so they were giving him...
They were giving my grandma a rubbish deal.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, no, because they'd implied they can give her a good deal, like an extra great deal for you, but it wasn't that. It was just a standard deal.
Oh.
So my sleuthing confirmed what we suspected.
Boom.
Pretty cool.
What's that? 133353, give us a call, say, what's that, on the phone, but also tell us about the detective work that you've done. There's also a case going on right now at work to find the missing wine. We'll tell you about that next, but 133353, your detective work, guys.
What have you done? What's your sus sleuthing you've done?
Oh, ex-boyfriends and stuff, surely. Girlfriends? Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Misery, Blink-182, what's up? It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Welcome to Nights. How good is it? We're hanging out with you till 10 p.m. and make sure you check out Triple M's Ashes of Rock CD, which is out tomorrow.
Yeah, the Ashes of Rock CD is out now. Go the Aussies versus
tomorrow,
the Proms.
Mate, tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Oh, yes,
all that tomorrow.
That's what I meant.
Double compilation album. One CD's Aussies, the other one Poms. Right now, 133353. It's a great gift idea.
Yeah. 133353, that's right, Tom. Amateur detective work. Were you a James Bond? Were you a Get Smart? What's his name? Is his name Get Smart?
Is his last name Smart? Mr. Smart?
I don't know.
Were you Tom Cruise out of Mission Impossible?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. At home. Not as sexy as them. It's hard to achieve that level of sexiness.
Maybe you did some detective work around the ex, thinking that they were cheating. Or maybe it's like an office thing, because something's happening right now in the office, Ollie.
The office, Tom.
Myself, our producer, Belle, we went to the wineries on the weekend as a bit of a Christmas party and a bit of a
bondage.
Fun time. And thank you to Tal for driving us around as well.
Such a great day.
So lovely.
But what a sour note. You're right, Tom, because I came home and Belle had my wine. That I bought a bottle. I bought two bottles of wine.
What did you buy?
I bought it was a blend. The Rageous from Queerly's was a blend. Oh. So it was like a GSM, you could call it. And it had a sticky, a rosé dessert wine. Oh, so two lovely drops to have. With my friends and family over the silly season.
A couple of bottles of plonk for the silly season.
Exactly right. And I was pumped for that. And yet, so it was in Belle's car. And I asked Belle to leave it next to my car when she leaves. This is the next day on a Monday. And she left it near the door. When I went out to the car door, it wasn't there.
Oh, my God.
At 11 p.m. at night. There's no one else around. So it was sitting there for maximum 5-10 minutes. And yet somehow in that time, it's gone.
We're going to get onto those security cameras to find out who took the wine.
If you know who done it, get involved. 133353.
And then when we do find out, we'll be like, what's up, Steeler? Hey, Norm.
What's up, Norm?
Hey, how you going, boys?
Good. You're a fan of the what's up?
I would if I could pull it off. It's just not for me, to be honest.
Oh, have a quick go, Norm. Have a quick go.
No,
you're good at it. You're good at it, Norm.
Back
in. Oh, no, with a sore throat, is that right? But
you've got to be careful.
What did you do for your detective work?
So I'm a town planner by trade, and looking at a few rental properties, and I seen one that was advertised, and I thought I'll go for that. Thought I'd better do a bit of sleuthing, and had a look, and I thought, oh, that doesn't look like it was... You know, that should be there. It's sort of a garage out the back of the property. Had a look into it. Turns out they were illegally using it as a second dwelling and renting it out.
Ooh.
So I used that to my advantage when I went and did the inspection and said, I'm a town planner. I notice you don't have any council approvals for this.
Oh.
And thankfully, I just happened to get the approval. So I'll be moving in shortly, to be honest.
That's excellent good. Work, Dom. I mean, for me, you know, James Bond is a sexy character, but then also town planner is also a sexy, sexy trade, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it doesn't quite work as well with the ladies.
Yeah.
I'm a big, fat, hairy man, but, you know, you work with what you got.
Norm, town planner by day. Detective work at night. He finds out whether you've been going against council plans.
Whether you've got the appropriate documentation for your property.
Thanks, Norm.
No worries.
Enjoy the new rental.
Yeah, will do.
Oh, moving sucks. Have fun with it.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks,
what's
guys.
Up? Bye. What's up? All right. 133353. You know that number. It's always open, and we want your calls about when you've done some amateur detective work.
Hit that number up.
Oh, yeah, boy. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Legs by ZZ at top. ZZ top. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. What's that? After 8 o'clock, we're going to be asking the very important question. What are you done with? What are you done with?
That is not before. Ridiculous reasons for a car crash, Tom.
Yeah.
Don't skip ahead.
Sick ass,
if you've got a story about a ridiculous reason for a car crash, like you're checking someone out, or you sneezed, or
there's
a spider on your toe, we want to hear about it.
Yeah, after it.
But right now, not ridiculous, amateur detective work.
Ooh.
Sleuthing, spying.
Ooh.
Being a bit of a sexy town planner, James Bond style.
Yeah.
Sean Connery, I'm a town planner.
Do that again?
Sean Connery, I'm a town planner.
Nah. You go, give me a go. I'm Sean Connery.
That's it?
Yeah.
Everyone can say his name in the right voice.
Someone stop me. Nah, that's The Mask or something like by Jim Carrey.
Wow. Worst impersonation show ever.
Dan, give us your best Sean Connery.
Sean Connery?
Yes.
Sean Connery.
Yeah, that's good, Dan.
Is that good?
Yeah, nice. Okay. I like it.
Well,
have you done some detective work, Dan, on 133353? Yeah.
Yes. When I was a little bit younger, there was this dodgy character who had a penchant for mugging people in our little group of friends. Like, he just used to target us. So one night, we were just doing happy laps. I think we were pedal bashing or something in a mate's four-wheel drive. And we spotted him. He's just kind of roaming the streets off chops. So we're like, oh, this is too good to pass up. So we stopped the car, jumped out. We kind of just tracked him. And he just roamed for a couple of hours. And then eventually he went home and we're like, bingo, nailed it. So we passed the information on to one of our less stable friends who went and dealt with him.
One of your less stable friends?
Yes.
As in more of a loose unit?
Yeah, a bit of a loose unit.
Did you get your stuff back?
I don't know. I never got mugged. Because I was always pretty good at talking my way out of it. Like, if he asked for my phone, I'd be like, oh, sorry, mate, I don't have a phone.
What do you think your friend
I'd be
did?
On the phone.
What do you think your friend did to him?
I'd say just gave him a bit of a hiding.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fair's fair.
Oh, totally. I mean, it's always good to solve problems with violence, isn't it, Dan?
Well, it wasn't my violence. That's all good.
I actually agree, Tom. I think it is always good.
He did get a little bit paranoid because when we were following him, he ended up taking his shirt off and just kind of like walking around all tough. And I think he pulled a knife and he's just like trying to intimidate no one.
It's like Tom last night at the Yes Parade, his shirt off. No knife though.
I did have my shirt off actually.
You
one
did,
stage.
Yeah. You were thirsty. That's why you had so many drinks.
I was a thirsty
you were
piggy.
So thirsty last
I was
night.
All thirsty piggy, wasn't I?
You were very much a thirsty piggy.
Oh, thirsty.
And you had to go and vomit. So, Glenn, what was your undercover sleuthing or your amateur sleuthing? Glenn? Glenn?
Glenn!
Hello!
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 Hello! You're on the radio, Glenn!
How you going?
It's your lucky day, mate.
Oh, yeah, fine.
You've won the chance to tell your story about amateur detective work.
Yeah. Well, it's not amateur. I actually used to do private detective stuff.
Okay.
Ooh.
And
that doesn't count.
It was more so trying to find people that had gone missing, like third party insurance type stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Things like that. So to try and confirm.
Unsubscribe.
Yeah.
Unsubscribe.
Go on, yeah.
Yeah, that's just like, we're all busy, you know?
Yeah.
If you're not, everyone's got things to do.
Like, get to the story.
Glenn, what's up?
What's up, mate? Glenn? What's up?
Get to the point.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Think of it as juvenile talkback for grown-ups. Well, I've just spoken to an idiot. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Have you ever had a car crash?
But no.
you haven't?
No.
Never?
Nope.
Amazing. I don't want to hear about, like, you know, we're not going to get horrific, we're not going to get graphic and full on, but there are car crashes and bingles and little just minor accidents, I reckon, that happen for pretty funny reasons.
Well, we heard of one last night where a guy crashed through a barrier because he was
he was touching himself up.
You know?
Yeah, and he had a car crash. He was doing the divinals, big time. So, if you've done this, our number is 133353. You had a car crash for a ridiculous reason. We had a heap of calls ages back about people who were checking people out on the street. Like, a hot girl walks past and they're all looking, and there's a car pile up of like five cars.
It was so funny. Oh.
Oh. Yeah, Beastie Boys loving it. Get involved, 133353.
Yeah, if you've ever had a ridiculous reason for a car crash. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Come on, you got to fight for your right to party, Beastie Boys. You got to fight for your right to party, Beastie Boys. Tom and Ollie on Triple M doing nights. What's that?
Differently? Were you going to say differently?
Yeah, I was going to say differently, but that was ages ago that I used to say that stuff.
Yeah, okay, you've moved on. Now you just go out and party on a Wednesday night and vomit four times.
We ask questions. That's what we do. Hey, just before we get into ridiculous reasons for a car crash, Ollie, have you been paid yet? Because it's payday today.
I have not been paid yet, Tom.
Well, I think I've been paid. I've been paid $90.
That's more than normal, isn't it? How'd you get $90? What have you been doing on the side?
It literally says, Southern Cross Austereo salary, $90.
Thanks for all your hard work. 2 weeks of work. Here's your money.
Isn't that ridiculous? Surely we get paid more than $90 to do this.
Were you doing some side hustles? No joke. Were you doing some side jobs?
Yeah, well, I did some voiceover work, but usually that's in with my other pay. So,
I mean, some real side hustles, Tom, but we'll save that for later, shall we?
Who am I side hustling at Southern Cross Austereo?
Oh, you tell me. I'm sure there's a long list.
Fitzy.
You wouldn't mind?
Oh. Nah, you're right, Fitzy.
Come on,
mate.
He's hot.
Our boss. Hey, Heath, how you doing?
Yeah, good, boys. Yourself?
Having fun tonight. Did you have a car crash for a weird reason?
Ridiculous reason.
Yeah, it was absolutely ridiculous. My sister had an old 1973 Volkswagen and we're driving to school one day and the actual car itself could drive without the keys in it. So we're driving along and she's taken the keys out and said, have a look at this. I'm driving with no keys. So I went, hey, cool, give me the keys. We've turned the corner and the car lock's gone on. And we went right around the corner, up in the embankment, and smashed the car.
Because you held the keys, it just locked.
I was holding the keys.
So it locked?
Yeah, because when you take your keys out and you turn your car wheel, it actually locks.
Yeah, it does.
Your steering lock. So we didn't know that. So the damn thing locked.
Oh.
And then we went up the embankment and rode off the car.
Oh, no.
That is amazing. How old were you, Heath?
I was about 16. Monique was about 17, 18. Oh, but the irony was we had to go home and tell Mum, and we made up a lie about a water truck hitting us. And Mum found every water truck in Camden and then literally found the one that found us and picked us off the side of the road and abused the absolute bejesus out of the bike.
Oh, no way. The poor guy being abused for something you didn't do.
You can't lie to your mum about getting hit by a car. Like, that's not going to stick.
Mark, have you had a car crash for a ridiculous reason?
Oh, man, this is funny. It wasn't me, but it was a good friend of mine. And he was driving his HQ panel van. And it was a hot summer's day. He's wearing shorts. And he's eating a hot pie. So the pie's folded in half, dropped into his lap, onto his bare legs, and he's run up the arse of a parked car doing about 60 kilometres an hour.
Oh. I mean...
Because of a hot 4-on-20 pie.
Of course it could happen. Yeah. Of course it could happen.
That's so what
a
Aussie,
isn't it? Crash.
Great Aussie crash.
Yeah, great Aussie crash. You're having a pie in a classic Aussie car.
Surely you'd have sauce on that.
Oh, you'd need to.
You'd need to do it.
You'd need to get sauce to cool it down.
Just quickly, how do you do the sauce on the pie?
Sauce on top.
You just put sauce on top?
Put it on top.
What an amateur. You take the lid off. You put the sauce inside. Okay. You put the lid back
Classic
on.
Classic anal retentive guy with OCD characteristics right there.
Connor, how do you put the sauce on the pie?
No, you just chuck the thing right in the middle, turn it on, so it fills up the inside, and then you put the rest on top.
Oh, so you kind of shove the bottle inside the pie.
Yeah, so you get a bit of sauce inside and on the top. That's
I like that. That would cool
that
down a bit.
That is very good. You've had a couple of pies, haven't you, Connor? Ooh.
A pie enthusiast, boys. That's what I am.
Ooh, thirsty piggy with the pies.
A couple too many pies.
How did you have a car crash, Connor?
Well, boys, it's come to the end of work, and I've needed a crap real bad.
Yeah.
I couldn't hold on, so I've shit myself. And
in the car.
Yeah, just as I've left. And obviously, driving wasn't my focus at the time.
Gosh. And what was your focus? Just the sort of clenching your cheeks or something?
I want to get home. I've got crap all in my hands. So I've gone right up the back of a bloke, and that was really awkward because I had to go down and talk to him, and hopefully I can't smell all this. What's going on? Yeah.
You had to waddle out of your car and
then try and have this conversation with a pants full of crap. So.
That's got to be one of the lowest days in your life, Connor.
It's fair to say I had a crap one, really.
Yeah. Had a shit one.
Those car crashes happen for ridiculous reasons. And if you've heard of one, if you've had one happen to you, then jump on that blower, 133353. We want to hear about it. This is Kings of Leon, Reverend Tom and Ollie, and Triple M. Reverend Kings of Leon, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We'll be getting to a very important question, which is what are ya done with? What are you done with very soon? My pay debacle continues, Ollie. I've just looked up my pay slip because I've only received $90 for working right in a fortnight.
Are you done with that?
I'm done with my pay slip. I've looked it up here. It says something like VTEL employee, and apparently I've done 9 hours at a rate of $10.
That's like year 10 work experience pay rate.
Yeah.
$10 an hour.
Although I haven't been taxed, which is good on that. So I'm glad I haven't been taxed on my $90.
Tax-free income. You should be happy. Happy with $90.
Oh, and they pay me $8.55 super. That's great.
That's what you're worth anyway, mate. So. Truth hurts. Andy on 133353, what was your ridiculous reason for a car crash? Andy?
How you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Hey, I just bought a new holding unit, and I pulled up a light next to a couple of young blonde peep waiters.
Yeah.
And they were looking at my unit, and I was looking at them, and it was happy days.
Yeah.
I thought I'd spice it up a notch, and I'll drive it a little bit.
Yeah. You're what?
I'll drive the car a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Just turn it up a notch, you know?
Yeah,
so I forgot to put it in neutral, and I'm still in dry. Oh, no. And I slammed up the back of the person in front of me at the light.
Oh, man.
I took his bumper off.
Oh, no.
Were those girls impressed or what?
Oh, lucky enough, the people in front of me were P-plated as well, but not as attractive.
Well, you crashed their car, so they're not going to be loving you, are they?
Steve, have you had a car crash for a ridiculous reason?
I did, sort of a little bit off topic, but it was my partner's 21st, and it was night, and I was done up a Gemini 4 at the time.
What? You were cutting up a Gemini?
No, I'd done one up for her, put mag wheels on it, tinted windows, and I was driving home down Springvale Road in the pouring rain, and someone pulled out in front of me. I swerved to miss him and put the Gemini sideways into one of those concrete light poles. She didn't get her 21st present.
So why did you have the car crash?
I swerved to miss the guy that pulled out in front of me.
And is that a ridiculous reason, do you reckon, Steve?
I reckon I should have just ran straight into him.
you haven't answered.
People come out saying, oh, he's got to be dead because the car's on fire and it's been around the pole.
Unsubscribe. Yeah.
Steve, you haven't answered the question though, have you?
No.
But that's all right, mate.
Unsubscribe.
No, we do say our phones are always open. So.
Yeah, we regret it when we say it.
We're going to get a couple of Steves here and there, aren't we?
It's not ridiculous, mate. Dan, is your car crash reason ridiculous?
It is.
Oh, good. You've answered the question. What is it? Why?
Well, I was driving a ute, and I was reversing. I was getting guided. I had a tray full of, like, old branches and just crap. And the guy guiding me was apparently the village idiot because he guided me straight into a tree.
Oh.
And his reason was, I knew it would break.
What? Hey, why was he guiding you? Surely if you were driving, yeah?
Yeah, I was reversing.
Oh, okay.
And because the tray was full and it was overhanging, I couldn't see a thing. So I said, just guide me back. And he's guiding me. And then all of a sudden, just this bang. And I thought, what the hell was that? And he goes, it was a tree.
He knowingly sent you into a tree.
And did the tree break?
It did.
And it was a big tree too, big eucalyptus tree came down on top of the car.
Oh, and he's like, yep, as planned, keep going, yep.
Is there damage done to the car?
Yeah, it smashed in the tail, like the tail flap of the ute.
Mate, what is this village?
Well, he's from Bath in England, so that says a lot.
That'd be right. Bath. Bloody Bath. Oh, Bath. God, get clean, mate.
Take a cold bath, mate, and wake up to yourself.
I've always wanted to do it, though, Dan, just being like, come on, a little bit further, a little bit further, a little bit further. Oh, bang.
Yeah, you got this, mate.
I really had a bloody heart attack.
Yeah, good work, Tom. Good paneling.
Thanks, mate.
You know, really catch it at the end of that peak of that story.
I thought Dan had more to say after he said I nearly had a heart attack.
He did a good job.
133353, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. I See Red by The Split Enz. Or just Split Enz, depending on which part of the country you're from.
Is it?
No. What's up? What's up?
We're asking about your ridiculous reasons for a car crash, but in a short while, if you're done with something, if you've had it up to here with something, then stick around. I know James on Facebook is done with something, Tom. He sent that in amongst about 12 other messages because he loves to message on Facebook at Tom and Ollie.
Good on him.
But actually, speaking of the Facebook, Jesse has said, I had an accident. My accident was on the way home from work. Oh. This is a ridiculous car accident. Yeah. And I seen this bloke on a push bike stack it, and meantime while watching him, I didn't notice I was veering off onto the road, off of the road and up the median strip, and took out a sign and a bush.
Oh,
so I mean, you're watching a guy on a push bike, I guess. Must be a mammal.
Middle-aged man wearing lycra.
Yeah.
Whew, a lot of momentum in this one. Hey Wayne, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Yep.
Yeah, good.
Hard work listening, isn't it?
Why did you have a car crash?
Okay, well, it wasn't actually me, but I'll briefly explain it. Have you ever seen those CDs that are copyright controlled and they don't play on all CD players?
No.
Sure.
Okay, well, Massive Attack launched a whole lot of CDs and they had this anti-pirating software, and on some CD players they wouldn't work, and that was to prevent them being copied.
Yeah, sure.
So the company I work for got a whole lot of new vans and they came with these flash CD players, but they wouldn't play these CDs. But I found a way to trick it.
Oh.
So you put the CD in, you quickly turn the ignition off, you turn it back on, it skips past that section and plays the CD good as gold.
Good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so a couple of mates who also work for the same security company decided that they would ring me up because they couldn't get one of the CDs to play. So I described this process. Put the CD in, turn the ignition off, turn it quickly back on, and it'd be sweet. But they were driving when they did it, put the steering into lock and drove the van off the road. So there you go.
And it was a massive crash, not a massive attack.
Yes, it was, yeah. Rather embarrassing for the company, but there you go.
And there were some teardrops.
Yes, there was. Massive ones, mate.
Massive
ones. Yeah, look, see what I did there?
Yeah, we did.
That was my joke, but yeah, you cottoned on.
Yeah.
See you, Wayne.
Thanks.
How good's this track, by the way?
It's really, really great.
And how good was House MD?
What?
House.
What's the show?
Yeah, the show House.
Was there a song on that? I didn't watch House.
Yeah, man. It was the opening credits, wasn't it? Yeah, it definitely was.
I don't know.
It was.
I was
surely
in high school. I was studying to get an excellent score in school.
Yeah, this is definitely the House. Bell, our producer's going, no, it definitely is. It's definitely the opening titles of House.
Too depressing. Oh,
mate, it certainly is. Hey, Jordan.
You can fact check that. Let us know. Hey, Jordan.
G'day, how are you?
Do you remember the opening of House, the TV show?
House? No, I'm way too young for that.
Oh, okay,
yeah, good
cool.
call, Jordan. Me too. Now, you had a car crash for a crazy reason, Jordan.
Yes. I just got my license. Got my red peas and bought my brand new car, and driving through, and my ex-girlfriend at the time was still at school. I dropped out, and then I turned down the street that she was, and I was waving at him like, haha, brand new car, and then I went straight into the keep left lane.
Ooh.
Yeah, nothing like a P-plate driver who just, you know, is all full of confidence and no skill.
Wasn't that funny?
It's true, mate.
Mate, if someone laughs at my joke, don't tell them it's not funny. Let them believe it's funny. Peaks. Sorry?
What did you say?
Nothing.
I've been told outside, Bell, our producer, said it is the opening of House. So there you go.
What a resolve. What a resolution that is. Hey, the weight off our shoulders.
Hey, Clancy.
Hey, how you going?
Are you, Clancy, the overflow?
Haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, no, it's good, Tom.
It must be annoying.
Why didn't Clancy laugh at your joke, Tom? I mean, Jordan laughed at my joke.
Shut up, mate.
It's not funny, really, yeah, but that's
not.
Okay.
It's really not.
All right, don't tell me what's funny or not, Clancy.
Sorry.
You've called this.
You've got every right to tell Tom.
You have called
this. You cop Clancy as the overflow joke for 30 plus years, and you tell me if it's funny or not.
Yeah, fair enough, Clancy, from the overflow. What's your story?
It's pretty ridiculous. I was driving my dad's ute one day, and a bit of dried snot came out my nose. I got caught in the air vents and was flying around in front of my face, and I lost my attention on the road and crashed into the back of a motorbike in front of me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. You would have bloody killed the motorbike rider.
His bike went up and underneath my dad's car through the chassis. He flew off and he was fine, thankfully. But
oh, man.
How was the booger?
The snot flake caused me to crash.
That's outrageous.
That is outrageous.
I'm a snotty person, but even I don't have that issue.
I don't know how it's never happened again.
Yeah.
Well, baffles me still.
Thank you for the call, Clancy, of the overflow.
No worries.
Oh, so annoying, isn't it?
That's funny.
Josh has got a quick one. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys, I was doing a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, good on you.
That's how smart you are, is it, Josh?
Say?
That's how smart you are.
Yeah, well, I didn't finish it.
No.
Because you crashed.
I finished your car.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Into a bus.
Into a bus?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Kids, tough times.
Kids laughing at you?
Yeah. Schoolgirls.
Schoolgirls. Oh, the worst. Yeah. I've had that.
For a 17-year-old, it was tough.
Yeah.
See you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
I've had girls laugh at me in school.
What are you done with up next? What are ya done with?
Clancy of the overflow. Good one, Tom.
Bit of teardrop to take us to the break, I reckon.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Like the kid from Uncle Buck.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
Or a rent?
Rent.
They've got questions.
That's my job.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
What are you done with? What are you done with? What are ya done with? What are you done with? What
you almost stuffed it up.
You're done.
One sentence that you say over and again.
With. 133353, what are you done with? What are ya done with?
No, we heard you. We heard you. Now you got to explain it in another way so everyone gets it.
Do you want to know what I'm done with, Ollie?
Yep.
Well, you know what I'm done with? I'm done with the marriage equality plebiscite survey. Can we just, you know, can we just get it? It's just done, all right? I don't need to be thanked about it. I don't need to be congratulated.
Congrats, though.
It's all good. I'm just done with it.
Well done.
I am done with it.
Okay. All right. So I'll reinterpret.
Yeah.
So you're invited now on 133353 to get involved in any way with anything that you're done with.
What are ya done with?
If you're done with something, if you're sick of it.
What are you done with?
Yeah. So if you're sick of it, then this is your chance.
What are you done with?
That's a new one.
What are you done with?
You found for the first time a new way to say it. It was huge in Albury, Tom. It was a massive hit in Albury Wodonga.
What are ya done with?
We're bringing it to the nation with what are you done with? Have your vent now on 133353.
What are you done with, Tom and Ollie, Triple M? Fuel. Shimmer. What's up? Tom and Ollie on Triple M. 25 minutes till naughty after nine. We'll ask you about your naughty pranks. Ooh, naughty.
Naughty pranks.
Ooh, naughty.
Pranks in the bedroom. Pranks getting naughty.
What are you done with? What?
Oh, it's never a good sign, Tom.
You're done with.
You start buffing out your segments that you like to bring with sound effects.
What?
It shows a weakness.
I thought you were going to say something else in between there, and then it would have been.
Sorry, I was giving you the respect you deserve.
You?
To finish your sentence.
Done?
Tonight.
With.
Yeah.
What are you done with? Pretty easy. One,
I'm
triple
done with
three.
This
five.
Already.
Oh,
yeah,
mate.
I know it's the first time we're doing it.
It's week one.
It's day one of this, but I'm done with what are you done with?
Damien.
Yes.
What are ya done with?
The Australian government.
Oh, easy target. Let's bash them.
Yep, pretty easy. Verbally. Our money's going overseas, foreign aid. Cool, I'm all right for being a humanitarian, giving help where needed.
Yep.
That's fine, help out the needy when they're needed, but come on, guys, we're sending how much money overseas? Simple, we're making a bigger deal out of this Gay Marriage Equality Act. Come on, Canada did that years ago. It ain't that hard to get married. Look, you want to love someone, you love someone. You...
Look, I don't know how good you are with numbers, but I'm pretty sure the last time I checked, we had record low levels of foreign aid.
Pretty sure it was pretty high not too long ago, but that's another issue for another day. We've got our pensioners are struggling on a day-to-day basis. We're sending more money into other events than our economy.
Done with that. If it's not political, don't go political.
Yeah.
If we ask for politics, sure, we'll go there. But yeah. Don't drag politics into the humble and esteemed segment of
what are ya done with? What are you done with?
Keep it light. Keep it moving.
What are you done with? What are ya done with,
yeah,
Griff?
No, we heard your tongue.
Griff, what are you done with?
Oh, hi, guys. And I just want to say, like your show, and I really love this day, but in shopping centres, what am I done with?
Yeah.
What? Christmas carols in November.
Oh, yeah.
Griff. I mean, who wants joy when they're shopping?
Well, no. I just, you know, there's a time and place for everything, but come on, not November.
Yeah, is your name Griff or Grinch?
No, I'm not the Christmas Grinch. I love the day.
Yeah.
I get absolutely, I have a few beers with my mates. And,
you get dressed up, put a red suit on, get a bit sweaty.
Yeah. Well, wait, I'm probably a bit fatter than him, but anyway.
Sweaty
but,
Santa.
Look, I'm with you. There is a premature time when it comes to decorations and
December
carols.
1 for sure, surely.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, December 1. It should be a national day, December 1. Everyone puts their Christmas lights up.
Yeah, you know? Good on ya. We should have a day off.
Good on ya.
Yeah.
Good on ya with what are ya done with? 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. I want to know what?
Yes.
Done?
Yeah.
With Tom and Ollie, Triple M. New rock, Royal Blood, I Only Lie When I Love You.
Come on, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, buddy.
It disappeared very quickly off the screen. So.
Well, we just had a call on 1-3-3-5-3.
Yeah, it's Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Saying that they're done with this show. So, there you go. There's your answer. Why don't you pick up your game?
Nah. What are ya done with? What are ya done with?
Yeah, great. It's look, it's easy. It's easy to vent. We all love to vent to get our frustrations out, and this is your chance.
No, it's not your chance to vent. It's your chance to say, what are ya done with?
Yep.
For every one person that hates it, there'll be one person that loves it. I promise. Hey, Chris.
How are you guys?
What are ya done with, Chris?
Drivers who just won't get out of the right-hand lane.
Yeah, it's not on.
No, it's pretty simple. It's for overtaking. Just don't do the speed limit or under.
Yeah.
How over it are you?
Oh, so over it. Actually, I'm done with it.
Yeah, you are, Chris. Oh, mate. Do you want to hear my new winning sound effect?
Oh,
go on. I do.
It's pretty fun, isn't it?
I'm not done with that yet.
Nah, it's good, isn't it?
That's all right.
I won't play the other one.
Chris is way too nice to you there. Chris should have wrapped you up. Chris should have gone, okay, this is done.
Hey, Steve.
How you doing? I'm done with bicycles on the road.
Yeah.
Very fastly becomes like road concerns, doesn't it, this one?
Yeah, why?
Absolutely. There's a perfectly good footpath right next to the road. Bikes can do about 15% of the speed of cars. And the Americans are refusing to say there's problems with guns. We're exactly the same with bicycles. They think it's great to put them on the road. They get run over and killed. Terrible.
Well, you know, the other argument is that kids walk in the footpath, so you can't ride, you know, at breakneck speed in the footpath.
Well, you know what? They're not riding at breakneck speed on the road either.
Good.
I also found this news sound effect. What are you done with?
It's not a news segment, Tom. There's nothing news about this.
What are ya done with?
It's pure emotion and a lot of it's rage, I think, right now.
What are ya done with?
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Have you lost your mind? Is that every syllable you could find in those words?
Yeah. Hey, Tiana.
Hey, I'm done with people that park in the middle of a parking strip and take up two spots instead of one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It even annoys me when I'm not even looking for a park. I just notice it, and it's so selfish.
Yeah. We could talk all day about parking and road concerns, couldn't we?
Please don't tell me. Jeremy, you don't have a road. What are you done with, do you?
Mate, I'll tell you what I'm done. I'm done with that bloody theme music you're playing, that noise. Give me a bloody headache. Got to throw me radio through the fucking window in a minute.
The F-bomb, we dumped that or we let it go?
No, I'll let it go. It's nearly 9 o'clock. Don't swear, Jeremy.
No, good on you, guys.
Hey, no worries, mate.
Okay, he's back on board.
133353. Oh, what a
bloody sound effect. Nah, good on you guys. He gave us a nah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's our gag. When you bag someone, then go,
nah, you're right. 133353. What? Yeah, done with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Shut down. Australian Crawl, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Make sure you get out tomorrow and go get the Triple M's Ashes of Rock CD. It's a double compilation album. One CD is the Aussies. One CD is the Poms.
Who are you going for, Tom?
I'm going for the Australians.
Yeah, good call.
Dragons on there with Rain. So good. Noise Works with Take Me Back. And then on the POM side, you've got things like New Order with Bizarre Love Triangle and Judas Priest with You've Got Another Thing Coming and Cooler Shaker with Hush.
Great. Now, Tom, moving on here. I know you feel a bit down about the fact that we've had some negative feedback on What Are You Done With?
What are you done with?
You already heard Jeremy say he's done with that sound effect. He's pissed off. He's over. He swore. He even swore.
He did swear.
Someone else caught up and said, I'm done with this show. So it hasn't been all rosy. But at least on Facebook, Louise has got amongst it, and she just wanted to say, guys, first of all, what's up?
What's up, Louise?
She said, oh my God, guys, best show ever tonight. Haven't stopped laughing. I'm a long time listener.
Because I'm horribly hungover. My new favourite winning sound effect. You might get that if you give us a call on 133353 and you tell me, what are you done?
Here's what I'm done with, Tom.
With?
Here's what I'm done with, Tom.
Yeah.
I've got a guitar in the studio here that I play tunes with sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'd like to play some guitar.
Yeah.
You can see on Instagram my videos.
Yeah.
Tom and Ollie. Yeah. But the bottom string's broken, my E string, my lower E string, and it's been broken for about 2 months now. I'm so done with it. I want it back. Because this is a G chord, and that's missing the lower, and that's...
Hey, Mark.
Okay.
Boys, how are we?
Good.
What? Yeah. Duh.
With.
Well, he's done with the self-serve checkouts, these big chain stores.
Ooh!
Oh!
What, Mark? How are you done with them?
Boys, I shouldn't have to go. I'm not paying. They're not paying me to put my stuff in a bag. I just went through one tonight. It's dummy Scotting. Four of them stand there, gas bag and chin wagging away. And I'm on. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm stealing this.
Yeah,
so
good.
I've collected about four extra items, just totaling under $90. And I said, you know what? Tear that up.
Mate, if you can steal it, go for it.
Stealing's always, the right thing.
We encourage stealing at this show.
Always encourage stealing.
If you can do it, do it.
obviously don't. It's not allowed.
I mean, most people like the fact, I mean, me personally, that you can be antisocial. You can just walk in, you don't chat to anyone. Do you want to speak to the people?
Mark, these are questions for you, buddy.
You've got to direct them, boys. You can't just sit there chin-wagging amongst yourselves.
Yeah, you said that before.
Sorry, Tom. Mark's busy.
Oh, Mark's busy.
He'll answer when he feels like it.
Yeah, he called the radio station.
But he's got stuff going on.
He's got a busy night ahead.
He's having to pack his own bags.
He's going to uni night, Thursday night froffies, and he's like, you know.
Well, he's in Geelong, so he must be going to Deakin Uni in Geelong.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Chris.
What's going on, boys?
What's going on, indeed,
What's up, Chris?
I'm well. Listen, I'm done with work. Don't worry about the sound effects. Right now, I'm going to quit on the radio.
What? You're going to quit work?
Boss.
Yes.
I'm done.
What's your job? What's your job?
That's it. Retail. Done. All gone.
Really?
Just done it.
You've done it.
I'm done.
What tipped you over the edge?
Just over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New start to life.
What are you going to do now?
Unemployment.
MFB.
Yeah.
Fire Brigade. The maniacal laugh of someone who's just quit his job and doesn't know what's next.
Oh, man.
Could be on the street in a few days.
What is with Chris? That's fun. If you got more, what are you done with? I'll take them. 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Malibu by Hole. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. I hope you're having a good night. We're getting to Naughty After Nine very soon. And in the 9 o'clock hour, you've got some cracking tunes coming up. Midnight Oil, one of your favourites, Ollie. Dandy Warhols with Bohemian Like
Love
You.
Love Dandy Warhols.
And Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop. It'll be here.
Oh, how's that laugh from Chris?
Is that Chris?
It's weird, isn't it?
That's good.
He called up for What Are Ya Done With?
Are we done with that? Surely we're done with that.
Done with what? What are you done with?
Yeah, what are you done with?
Have we got Lockie? Is Lockie calling for What Are You Done With, Bell, our producer?
All right, we're kidding here.
Oh, God. Lockie, we are going a long time with What Are You Done With.
Yep, boys. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello Lockie. Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you boys doing?
Oh, excellent. You enjoying the yes vote result yesterday?
I am. I was going to say, guys, I voted for you, boys. You guys really talked me into it. So
really?
Good stuff.
That's awesome.
Mate. That's really good.
I just want to say as well, you guys make, I'm a delivery driver worker. You boys make it worthwhile doing my laps around the neighbourhood. So, you know, it's a good workout.
That is so nice, Lockie.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're a good guy.
No worries.
What are you done with?
I am done with lousy co-workers.
Well, you're in a van on your own, aren't you, doing delivery? I mean, how?
You get back to the shop, we have to make all the food for the pizza. So I'm working with this one new kid, and he just doesn't know what he's doing. Doesn't know his left hand from his right.
Oh,
ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got two left hands, does he?
He's shocking, shocking.
Really?
When are you knocking off, Lockie?
I'm knocking off probably around 10:30 tonight, unfortunately. So
okay.
A bit of a late one.
Oh, you'll catch the naughty stuff?
Hopefully. Hopefully if I'm getting deliveries by that point. But, yeah.
See you, mate. Thanks heaps for
see you, boys. All the best.
You too, mate. See you, buddy. We're going to do Naughty After Nine now.
I want to know what Lockie delivered.
Oh, well, he's gone. He's gone. Right. Yeah. Right. After 9 o'clock, your naughty pranks. Oh, they're going to be naughty, aren't they? Tom and Ollie on Triple M.